Cash Wallet. Okay, so you have three Inyanim that Rav Masih Chori says. Avimaktim Shalom. The Ezrach Gimel Dvarim, Eich Yenoig B'Inyan Horatius. Ve'ech yanoig b'midah shu hefach horatius, b'midah sashiflus. So, he's saying that the 2 points, the Maal's looking for 2 points that are shayach to one inyan, what's the shayach b'midah sashiflus. So he says, he's talking about when a person is put into one end or other of the extremes, how he should be noig. So it's in terms of deferring to the other person, that the other person is cheshiva, the other person the shoresh. The lo yamtin ad sheyitin lo ha'achas shalom by the achas shalom. Rash rakis lo hakdim chaladim shalom. So the Derech Nimus is that the Kopn is Derech B'Shloim of the Gadol, and B'Meil, if he's marked well, to tell other people, it's a Derech Hanova. B'Zehoi Roshein Odom Machashov Beinov. Ki Misha Beinov De'Odom Shfeil Litter Shom Lacher. He can't be bothered to give the other person Shalom. Rakim Yakdimu Shalom Eilov Ozu Machse Shalom. V'yu Stam De'Odom Nechshovim Eilov. He built his Shayashik Oysa, Raki Karav Oysa. Let's just talk about an Akuda here. Just to explain a little bit. For us, the whole Inyan of Shalom is not, you know, it's a Nimus Buvad, but in those days, being Paris Shalom, Shoyal Shalom was important or significant and meant something. So, what's the reason why the cotton is the one to be Derech Shalom first in the Gadol? It's Ke'ilu, who is Tolui in whom? Lamashal, if I want the water in the house to go on, I first need to turn the main valve, and then I can turn a specific valve. And so on. Since the Gadol, his kiyum is ki'ilu independent of the cotton, whereas the cotton is totally the Gadol, like Chazal say, minit la b'mi. So b'meila, the cotton's importance to be Derech in the shalom of the Gadol, it is not the Gadol's concern to be part of the shalom to the cotton. I don't want to sound so crude and so practical, but that's what it means. It means I, as the cotton, am terribly worried about the gadol and how are you? Is everything okay? Because my kiyum is totally in your kiyum. The gadol has no business with the shalom because his metzias is even without the cotton. Once the cotton is shale, the gadol shalom. So now the cotton's bracha, it becomes chasha for the gadol as well, and it's machzalei shalom. But there's a certain statement over here of who's tolei in who and who defers to who. So when a person is machzalei shalom lacherim, he's making a statement that people are important to him. I want to add just an akuda of why or what. It's not a game in the sense of I make myself humbler than I am, and I walk over to somebody who's a Talmud Cotton and say, ah, you know, you're chesher to me, this, that. That is silly. A person who walks around like that is not planning on nevus or chavin kitchus. What is correct is, even if I'm 100 times smarter than this little kiddie or whoever it is, but I definitely have what to gain from his presence, from his Metzias. If you know, in money, you say Bechal Masai Mona, but when it's not about money, so there's no Bechal Masai Mona. Even if I'm 100 times smarter, there's a Nekuda that this person, every single person has a Chshivas Mechvivas that is unique, that I can defer to that. So it's not the Peshat, I evaluate and assess the entire Kremes Adam and say, maybe you're bigger than me. What I'm doing is I'm saying you, because you're B'tzal Malakim, you have some Knech in you that is, you know, that in which I defer to you. Avoid, it says, he says the whole mitzias of ichol shalom, the whole mitzias of shalom is shayach to the person who's makdim rather than a person that answers. I guess if we can put it into a little bit of a different language, yesh mi yesh is a mida that deals with what is, and that's it. Yesh ma'ayin means the person is a mucker of that. Let's give an example of some other tchum. A person who is an intelligent person can hear Svaris from somebody, and he can apply them with his daf, with his seichel. But he's not the baal asvara, because the svara didn't come from him. It wasn't a veya from him. He collected it and recycled it, added to it, extended it, whatever. The person by whom the svara was veya from him, he is the baal asvara. A person who's yachsus to shalom for people is that he's a responder of shalom. So that doesn't mean, it means that the mida is not be'etzim by him. He responds and he answers and so on and so forth. But it's not be'etzim shayach to him. So he says, so this according to this shot, it's mikoyach, the need of shalom that we're being machshiv, the one who's poseach. The thing of makshol hadam ashenira kashalom etzem zebetzem. The hefresh godly is ben amafkul b'shalom in aina shalom. Kaposeach b'shalom afkul yada kesh la aina shalom imoy zil nikashu baal shalom. Avam machse shalom. Hine ikva muchan ha'acha benosan loy shalom. Machse shalom elimush.
Hello?
Yeah.
So he says this, he says, as we said over here, let me put it into other words also. The Midas Hadin is Yesh Miyesh, and it's the second Midan the Bria. Midas HaChesed, which is Yesh Ma'ayin, came first, because the Bria is Yesh Ma'ayin. So the Bria at its shorish, if I tap on the Bria at its very shorish, it's a Yesh Ma'ayindik, a Yesh Ma'ayindik production. Masha Ein came, Midas Adin is Yesh Miyesh. So Midas Adin is, you painted my house, I'll give you $1,000. You brought me milk in the morning, you get $10. It's working within a world that is. So there's no way I can be called a Baal Sholem. I'm Faket. I'm Shtolen Tzuta Sholem. If there's a Sholem was deposited on my doorstep, I respond and I pay back for the Sholem. But I can't say that I produced the Sholem in any way. My She'en Kain, when I come up and I produce it, then I'm the Baal Sholem. I'm its master, its owner, its creator, because it came from me. So the Chazor of Shalom tells you that. Voyager, she lived for Shalit because okay, and another thing he says, she shall live for Shalit because he shall be Shalom Zenikri Redifa, Shemimaya Hanasu Bisholom. Al Kasha Achik for Muhammad Rasasholom, Imat Shalom, Pinder Difa Shalom Klau. Rak Shumach the Mashak Mahiskal Acha, the Domaz and Mivor. There's, you find in Chazal, the Marshall, it says, all sorts of different things that Lloyd learned it from Avram, and b'meila, it's not considered a special maila. So, the difference between, I mean, we could ask ourselves, what difference in maila is there between the person that learned it from somebody else or the person that invented it? Let's say, this person, let's say Avraham Avinu invented Chesed. And Lloyd, and Achnos HaSarachim, Lloyd hung around the house, and Avraham taught him Achnos HaSarachim. Is it, I mean, is it not possible that Lloyd should be the same Darga and be the same Madrega as his Achnos HaSarachim? Why would that, why does that downgrade it? The answer is what we're saying. The Tfisa is why am I being Matnas Orach? Because it's darker shall olam to be Matnas Orach. People come, everybody has times they have to travel, I need to put them up, they'll put me up, v'chulu v'chulu. That darga is bad, I'm making it something I respond to. People in the world give me credit, they let me sleep in the house when I arrive at night or whatever it is. So I do the same. In a global way, we say there's a tit for a tat. But the etzim, Avraham was mamtsiach nasarachim. The musig, to bring in somebody, that means mitzad the person. It's mikoyach his atzmius rather than mikoyach following the other person.
Can I ask two things? Number one, when we say that the inyan of being makdim shalom to any person is even a person who's not as choshev as you, but the idea is that you show that you have what to gain from this person. So I notice Rashi says over here, makdim shalom kolam afilu legoy b'shuk. So the idea is that taka from every single person, you should always, it's an idea of trying to learn from every single person. Oh, I don't see that by Rashi, by me.
The Rashi doesn't say Darka Shalom?
No, not in my Rashi, but...
It's interesting. You have a brachas handy?
Yeah, sure.
So the thing on your Zion, the thing looks interesting. I'm interested here. I wonder who inserted it.
Okay.
I'll
take a look. The other thing I wanted to ask is that when we say this whole concept of being makdim shalom, is it dafka shalom, as in milash and shleimus, and you're giving a bracha to the person that they should reach their shleimus, or it's just an inyan of being mischashiv with another person and giving a greeting to the person?
Pashas is included in the greeting. The greeting means, I wish you well. You're important to me. I would assume it's... that's the shalom is simply a michlol of brachas. Yes, shalom Hashem, shalom Shabbat, so, but basically in this context it means that I wish the person well. That's what I'm doing. And you have to more by your handy, or?
He's just getting it.
Okay.
I'm sorry, where's the Rashi?
Well, it says the Gemara is in Baruchas Yitzayin. Is there anything in Rashi there? I don't know if there's a Rashi. I just see if there's any.
Just looking. Don't see. I'm just.
I mean, it's also. I have a hard time. is printed, but I have a hard time understanding it, because in the Mishnah, the Mishnah is telling you an Iker, Havimakim Shalom Rishalim Kol Adam. So let's say it's true also by Akum, Mipnei Da'akim Shalom, but that's not the Mishnah of Pnei. The Mishnah of is telling you the important thing. It's nice to do this. The Pasha says it's not Mipnei Da'akim Shalom, but it's Baker did. Okay, so the first point is an inyan of kavod, an inyan of reish, to always give the other person a position of reish. V'achakach omar k'neged midas hashiflus, she bochli zonav la'royis, she shuffled the erach acherim sheheim gedolim. U'k'neged midas arashis omar, shal yivakash heroish l'pchusim. So he says when you ask what you are, being a zonav to a royis, you're an ariyeh. Hashem, and if you're a royis shalom, all you are is shul. I want to just give it a drop of hesba. What he's saying, well, the ikur is the avi or the shulam and his bottle, and the shem zana, the shem rosh's bottle to it. I want to explain it like this. Everything, some names are the mos of something. Some names are the tasket of something. You know, like it says, Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Hu said, you know, ani nikra al shem midoisai, you know, when I'm doing this, I'm a chana, this and that. The name Ari or Shuol is misyaches to the atzmias of the chayfetz. This is the Aryeh, this is the Shuol. The zonov or the roish are simply functional names. What does the roish do? The roish looks, the roish eats. What does the zonov do? Chase away flies. But at the end of the day, it's not a name that's being magdir, the atzmius. It's a name that sort of is based on function. So if I had to ask myself, which name is the most important name in terms of the most, certainly the one that deals with the min, whether it's Aryeh or Shul and so on. I want to stump something. I guess I was from one of my brother-in-laws who heard it from Shlomo Zalman. Yes, and it's good advice. He said that. That by children, it actually doesn't apply, and there's a lot of good reasoning for it, good psychological reasoning. The a child probably the best predictor or the best motivator for a child to be good in school or whatever it is. If he does well, the child who does well does well, and the child who is not doing well doesn't do well. It sounds kind of a little bit of a tautology, but it's true like that. The better, the more matzliach a child is, in school, the more he has a desire to be matzliach, and he keeps going. The less he's matzliach, and the more frustrated he feels. He works less and he doesn't want to produce. That's a very much teva ha'ilam. So the child. So from Zalman said, in the world of chinuch of children, being successful in the weaker class many times is better for a child than being a so-so student in a stronger class. The child doesn't look at himself and say, "Well, I'm such a valedictorian class. Look at me." He doesn't. He just sees I'm ranked number 10th in the class, whereas the other one is ranked number one. That's a big difference. So the mice, it has its exceptions. It's not, this is talking about in the big picture a person who's part of a tzibur that's very chashuv. Even if he's not the most chashuv, that's a mila for him. And you also, in a grown-up, you talk to your hair like that. This person's milas, his handlung, his morays, are of the tzibur that he is. So a person's in a chashuv, teriyak tzibur, so his metzias is of that nature. And if he's not the most shalomic of that group, but his core and hagis will tend to be like that group. Okay, then he explains the kesher to Mavar. He explains, "Shalakach usama ma'im zeh shulafanav. Kalifnei zeh ama ein biyadei loy mishalas or shoyim bechulu v'ama makim shalom adam atzolema. Yaktim loy bishalim beisha ena rasha beju rasha. Ki oyse shena rasha relaktim loy shalom." That's obvious. "V'af le rasha yaktim shalom. Shem lo yaktim lo yisholem, hare harosha ena machzik atzmei rosha. V'im lo yaktim lo yisholem, yachshav rosha shum avaz abriyos. V'in abriyos nashom etzlei. L'fikoch yaktim sholem af la rosha." So, interesting point that he makes here. Really interesting point. He says, the rosha doesn't see himself as a rosha. So when you are not being makim shalom to him, he has it as being insulting. Doesn't say when, therefore what? What's the problem here? Again, you can also say it's daka shalom. That's another possibility. Okay. So he says. I see it in Gittin, some chalif, it says Shalom Shleiman Ibn Daka Shalom. And Rashi says because he uses Shem Shemaim, it's the using the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically, as opposed to just the greeting him. Okay, so that's solved that problem. So he says like this, Ve'elish or Sev Sev Mavarach Rasha, Shadom Adin Akash, Shomer Vepirik, Eilne Marim, Der Shem Yehuda Ben Marava, Pi Temer, Shimon Ben Pazi, Mutalakum Shabbatum Hazat, Shnem of La Yema Oidle Novel Nodiv, Le Kili Le Yema Shua, Michal Ben Hazayama, Adka. Ah, the same as Shom Hashem Hashem, Dom Adin Bolum Hazat, Kirisatek Ashoil Shu Nemal Nefesh Hashem Lachamisa. So he says that this is going even on Rishayim and so on. I want to offer another possibility along those lines. What is the Matar and so on? In what he says over here. He says the Russia doesn't consider himself a Russia. And I think this is a very important insight in general. When we want to speak to somebody who's who's a bad person, not a good person, or whatever, or a deficient person, let's call it. So we say like this: this person is a Rasha Marusha. I know it, and Navada, he knows it, and I'll tell him the way it is, and I'll tell him he's not fooling me, and the whole. I have yet to meet a person who sees himself the way it really is. Like he says, even person who's a rusher sees himself as being, okay, you know, I've got my shortcomings, but by and large, I'm a very good person. And very, very few. The only people who see their shortcomings are tzaddikim in Achlal. The people who are not quite tzaddikim tend to see themselves in the rosiest of all lights. So if I want to be mashpia on a Russia, on somebody who is not a sufficient person, the only way I can do it is by talking to him, because or else he not sure he'll be insulted. It'll be clear to him that I don't dehear him. When you speak to somebody who might be severely deficient, and you want to redemoise on one, you want to move forward. If your mahalach seems to be that you basically think well of him, but there's a certain inyan that he needs to change, that has a chance of working. But if your attitude is you're Rasha Marusha and worthless and so on and so forth, it's not going to happen. It's a waste of your time, and it's a turn off the other person. The other person definitely thinks that you're not right. So Lemaisa, in certainly mitzad, in the Kudere saying what the Russia thinks of himself, it's a good reason. So if you want to go and to help him b'chayz al-mutav, you need to be back to Shalom. You need to speak to him in a derech that you seem to indicate well of him. Then there's a hope to think that maybe someone will move forward. If not, there's no point to it. Okay, any question, anything?
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. 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 Sure.